It's Megan, and this is Living Successfully Unemployed. Thank you all so much for tuning in for today's channel. I'm talking about something that I have come to realize here lately myself, and something I've kind of been noticing is a hot topic, and I feel like so many people need to hear this. So I am coming live today to share this information with you. So first things first, let's be real. Be ourselves and never settle. This is what I'm talking about today. My most top coveted secret to success and the rise to the top is I've always remained the same person. Whether it's on a live video, a post on the phone or in person, I'm always the same person. I never change to fit someone else's stereotype or fit someone else's idea of who I should be or who I am. I'm always myself. The thing about that is you definitely have to always remain yourself. You have to be true to yourself. You can't change to please others. You won't always be everyone's cup of tea, but you could be most people's whiskey is what I like to say. Never change who you are just to please someone. It's absolutely impossible to please everyone. So we just have to quit trying. So many people will read and smell you trying, and you know, they won't relate to you because they know you're being fake. They know you're not being yourself, and they know you're not relatable. So you got to get out of that mindset that you will be able to please everyone, because it's just impossible. We are all different personalities. We all have different vibes, and we're all on different paths and walks of our life. So we'll all, of course, have different stories. We'll have different personalities, and to attract the ones that really matter and that you vibe with, you've got to be yourself. So quit trying to please everyone. People relate and become loyal to the real people that they connect with. This cannot be more true. I have so many loyal friends and so many loyal teammates because I'm real. I'm transparent. I don't hide things. I'm just out there in the open and real. And people connect with me because they know that. They can see that. Of course, when you're being yourself, the naysayers, haters, and trolls will rise and come out. It is not any joke. They will come out of the woodworks. And so this is the perfect time to reset and remove all that negativity out of your life. If you need help with negativity, check out my other episode of ridding yourself of negativity. This is a perfect time because once you rise to success, there will be more haters, more trolls that are out to really damper your fire. Don't let anyone ever damper your shine or damper your fire. I rose to the top, and I'm so happy that I can say that I never had to dull anyone's shine or tear anybody down to get to the top. I did it on my own, and I didn't have to break anyone else down to get there. One of my mentors in business and in life told me one time, all the wrong people have to get off the bus before the right ones can get on. And she was never more true. I was kind of not struggling, but I had hit a plateau in my business. And it wasn't an awful plateau. It was, you know, satisfying to be where I was, but I was noticing a lot of people were leaving, and I was confused. I didn't understand why. I was getting upset. So I reached out to my business mentor, and you know, I asked her, like, what am I doing? Like, why are all these people leaving? And her biggest thing was, people will come and go. You cannot prevent people from coming and going. Vibes don't mesh. They think they want it. They don't. They can't. Not everyone is going to want to be like me, basically, is what she was saying. And, you know, she was so right. You have to not worry about the ones getting off, because that's making room for the ones that deserve to be there, the ones that want to be there, the right ones. So definitely don't get hard on yourself. Don't get discouraged. And just remember that the wrong people have to get out of your life so the right ones can fit in. I always say, don't become someone else. So don't become someone else so a few people will like you. Be yourself so the right ones can love you. Speak your mind, advocate, and stand up for your views, your beliefs. That's your right as a human to be able to advocate and stand up for what you believe in and to speak your mind. And so of course, I'm not saying push your beliefs and your views on other people. There's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And I'm sure we're all well aware of the right and the wrong way. You don't have to push your beliefs or your views on other people, but definitely don't hide and remain your silent to please somebody. If someone doesn't vibe with you, then it's the perfect time to rid yourself of the negativity. Let them be, let them find people that they do vibe with and that they have common beliefs with. Not everyone is going to have the same opinion. Not everyone's going to have the same views or the same beliefs that you do, but that doesn't mean that you have to change to be able to have those people. You need to find the right people. As long as you can always remain humble and go to sleep knowing you were real and you lived the best day, then you are fully 100% satisfied. That is the way to be. As long as I go to bed every night knowing that I remained humble, I was kind, and I was myself, and I still stood up and advocated for what I believe in, then I know that I lived that day to the fullest. And so that's what I wanted to share with you tonight. Is don't try to please others. It's absolutely impossible to please everyone. You may not be everyone's cup of tea, but you could be some people's whiskey. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please leave me a review, share with your friends, and stay tuned for more episodes. Thanks, guys.